town's heart.
And you can just go down around Gasaway, most any further down there, mostly. Just ask anybody if they knew Sam Hacker, and they did. Yep. Everybody knew him.
Did you say he traded fiddles a lot? Did he have a lot of different fiddles?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did one, but this one he got off of Ed Williams. I don't know how many years he had it. Mm-hmm. He liked that one. Uh-huh. And he always said that he wanted my baby son, Victor, to have that fiddle. And so Victor's got it. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't know how old that violin is. See, there was five of us girls. So my baby son now, he took a liking to that boy, and everything was for that boy. Victor. Now he used to have my fiddle, and he got it.
Mm-hmm. But he'd hire up in there for years.
You what?
I said he'd hung up there in the house for years before Victor ever took it.
Well,
I think Ava's was there. I think she was.
He had it all tuned up.
Knock it out of tune.
And that was the hardest thing I ever done, was untune that fiddle. Because I couldn't leave it there, you know, all tuned up. I was afraid. And I had to untune that fiddle. Nobody played it. And it hung there, so they decided, well, they'd heard him say he wanted Victor to have it, so they all agreed. Victor got it. I reckon he's the only first feller then that tuned it up.
Mm-hmm. There's a man down there. Lives in Ohio. He's a pretty good fiddle player, but he was raised down on Otter, I think. His name is Spunoggle. You know who he is?
No.
Ray Spunoggle.
No. There was some Spunoggles lived down there, but no Ray that I know of.
Did you do a lot of dancing, Jim, in your younger days?
Oh, I used to dance a lot back several years ago when Sam played.
Yeah. What kind of figures did you like to dance?
Oh, just most any of them.
Yeah.
Hey, most any of them.
Did you ever call figures?
No. I never no good at that.
Yeah. Who were the good figure callers around that you remember?
Uncle John Mays, my uncle was a good figure caller.
Yeah.
And my twin brother was a good figure caller.
Uh-huh.
And
Jack Mays is a good figure caller.
Jack Mays is a good figure caller. Homer Cunningham was a good figure caller.
And
there was a lot of them around there. Oh, we went just about every Saturday
night.
That
was all ago then, you know, square dances and so forth and so on.
Old Sam and Judd Bowles and probably Barney picked a band to do on that.
Mm-hmm.
And they played jazz and dancing. We didn't knock them. We were 45 cents ago on the time.
Yeah. Where did they dance?
Well, I can't remember the building, can you?
Well, I don't know. It was down there upstairs someplace on Main Street.
On Main Street there, but I can't remember the building.
I don't remember now. I've been so down long. Of course, they remodeled that stuff. But, whatever we used to dance, a whole lot right on top of the bank there where Michael Bull's got his.
Yeah, right in there.
Right in there, I think.
Where Michael Motors is now. Right in there. I can't remember.
We danced upstairs. Mm-hmm. I was up there downtown there someplace. Long.
Was that an armory or something there?
There was an armory there, but they didn't dance in it. No.
But down there about where, you know, the old bank used to be in Gasaway.
Yeah.
Right in there, some close someplace, don't remember exactly what building. Uh-huh. It was upstairs. Uh-huh. Huh. On Saturday nights, that's about all you had to do, you know, on Saturday night.
And there was different places that I never went with him. Down the river.
Yeah.
Below Sturtevant.
Yeah, he'd get down there. I forget the name of that place.
I do too. I know the spot, but I can't remember what kind of a building it was. Now, I never went. Now, he'd go there a lot for square dances.
Now,
my oldest son would go
camp,
with him.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
But I don't remember.
But can't remember
who run
the
that
building.
Then.
I don't know who run it.
But you know, I'd been a long time ago.
Did you ever, old dances you went to, did they ever have much trouble at any of them?
No, no.
Pretty good.
I never know of any trouble.
The only trouble they had was getting gas away. And they were out there for all the years. Some fella got to come in there and got not or something and knocked him from downstairs. And that settled it. That was all sensible. All on Georgia cells.
But you know, very seldom went a drunk with
the community. That's the only trouble we ever had then. But
he
didn't
last
long. That fellow started and he just knocked him down the stairs and that was it.
Did they ever have any shows come through Sutton or Gasaway like Uncle Babe Macon or any of those kind of people from the, you know, like the Skillet Liquors or any of those?
Well,
not that I know of.
Well, yeah.
Who?
Jack Reed or Dad, what was his name?
Tex Ritter.
Tex used to travel through here.
Tex Ritter.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, you
and I
come
see,
over
Tex
there to
Fall. And then who was that that mean you went to see besides Tex Ritter?
Oh, that is
what, was it Bill Monroe?
Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Lord and Jimmy Dickens.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
They,
but
they,
my
they
dad
come
wasn't
to Glenville.
There.
And we went down there and see them. I'd been several years ago.
But my dad wasn't there.
Huh?
My daddy wasn't.
Oh,
there.
No, no. They just play and sing, you know, like on the stage.
Yeah.
I guess that their Tom Wopat's playing over here.
Yeah.
Oh, they have different ones, you know, from around Nashville, you know, when they have the regatta.
Well, do you know that Bill Monroe's still playing? And still,
yes.
I went to see him Saturday down in Summersville.
You did?
Yeah.
Well, of course, I see him ever on television, you know, every once in a while.
I listened to Bill Monroe way back. That's when they had them receivers that we got going ears.
When they had what?
Had a receiver. Had them over the ears
on
to get
the radio,
you down to the microphone.
You know.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
That's been back years ago.
Can you remember when the first records came out?
No.
They weren't very popular around here?
No.
I remember the first time I ever went to hear radio. Chris Bender. We walked across a hill. 3 or 4 mile across the hill to be Chris Bender's, and like you said, he had to put this on the air, just one man could hear it at a time.
I was standing up here to Earl Morrison's, and he had some kind of an outfit that he could listen to Nashville, Bill Monroe, and Dave Macon, and I don't know. And that's the way you had to listen. You had to listen out on each ear, hooked down over your head, Dad. And just about like to listen to a phone. That's what I listened to that a whole lot, but I didn't like that too well. But I did like to hear Bill Monroe sing, him and the Bluegrass Boys, and I always liked the Roy Acuff and the Foggy Mountain Boys. It's come a whole lot, but what it used to be.
Not the same, is it?
Yeah, no. Lord. They got them hooked up in all the television now. You can get it that direct from Nashville. Mm-hmm. I listen a whole lot at them, a whole lot. I hear Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass on there every once in a while. Roy Acuff. Of course, there's a lot of them that I know. Polar Wagon, all them. But there's a lot of new ones I never heard before.
Well.
Sit there and try to blow on it and keep time with that music. Remember that, Victor?
Well, it got so that he was about 3 or 4 or 5 years old. I'd get him a harp from my door, getting it dead to he blew it to death.
Yeah.
He was a good harp player, but boy, he kept me busy buying harps to him.
But see, he never got to hear Victor, you know. Play like he does now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they weren't at the reward in the state of Iowa.
I wonder if your dad played the Leather Breeches.
Yes,
oh, yes, he did.
Yes, my father.
I've heard the Leather Breeches.
Thank you.
there was, how do you spell your name, your last name?
M-I-L-N-E-S.
Now there was some boys up around. I was trying to think of Milam boys, they called themselves. Up around next to Summersville, in that direction. He'd go up there and play with them. Do you remember them Milam boys? Spurgeon White. And you remember they come down there, daughter, to my dad's house, and they put one of these things on their card, Shockey. Remember
yeah,
them boys?
And Firecracker.
Yeah, well, they'd rig up this car, and you'd touch it.
Shocking machine.
You, yeah.
I
thought maybe that's Milam, the way you pronounced your name. Of course, now, I don't know whatever happened to them. Now, they were good on banjos, and I don't know if they ever played violin, though. But they'd come to hear my dad play, and then he'd go up there with them.
Over towards Summersville?
Yeah, in there someplace.
Muddley or something?
Somewhere in there.
I think it's up around. I forgot about them, you mentioned them, but I think they're from up around, in around Craigsville.
Well, in there somewhere. Summersville, Craigsville, in there someplace. Yeah. They come down and get him and take him up there. Raymond Knight and a bunch of them, you know, they'd go up there. And they'd play away, be up a little wee hours in the morning, and then they'd bring him back home, you know. That's the reason I ask you how you spell it.
Right over there. Well, of course, they built that new road in there now. You go ahead and turn off at Muddy, go to Craigsville. There, made the turn as you go in. Up on the right there, as you make a turn, there's a little white house that up there on the bank. And Sam, Rondy, and Dennis used to go away and pray. I forget who lived there at that time. They went just have a little while over there and played.
Down and play them tunes. Us kids had never paid no attention to the names. He'd play waltzes. Remember the tunes Rainbow and Red Wing?
What's the first one? Durango?
The Rainbow.
The Rainbow.
It was kind of a waltz. And the Red Wing, do you ever remember that tune?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
time the old tunes played much anymore, did he? Right.
Yep. That was... Did your dad play any hornpipes?
Yes, sir.
Did he?
Oh, yes, sir. All them old...
Yeah. About any song back when he was living that you ever heard tell of, he played it.
What'd be you know any tunes that your people really like to dance to? Especially liked? Do you know any tunes that people especially like to dance to?
No. Well, a lot of them used to like to dance at the Sourwood Mountain. I don't know, I can't think of them now. But...
Golden Slippers?
Yeah.
Ragtime Annie?
Yeah, Ragtime Annie.
When that man came here to record your dad, did he just come knock on the door and say, I wanted to? I guess there wasn't any telephone. That,
no, we didn't have no telephone down in here. Mm-hmm. He just come here.
And he had some sort of a machine to do it with?
My dad had sat in there before it was in the winter. I mean, I don't know what time, early spring or fall, but we had a fire in the fireplace. And that man come here and introduced himself and asked him to play if he'd be willing to play these tunes for him.
Oh, he named the tunes?
Well, no.
I just asked him to play
a few tunes. Yeah, a few tunes, and so my dad's just started to playing, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, who was that out there on the fourth one time? And he played some.
Not no man to record anything that I remember.
Well, I think of,
no, I don't
I think so.
It was the first fella come, you know, we had a fire in the fireplace.
I know, but this fella was in the summertime, and Sam was sitting on that porch where I took in out there, that front porch. And he come in and fooled all evening with Sam, man. Sam played the fiddle for him. Now, of course, I was working, but I...
Did he record it?
I don't remember where he told it or not. But he figured him and Sam fooled out there for 2 years.
Well, I know I'd done that, but don't think that fella, the first fella I ever knowed was then, that winter or fall, it was in the, we had a fire. And he come and knocked on the door and introduced himself and come in and told him what he'd like for him to do. Now, that was the only one that I ever knew that. I was up here.
I know, but I think you was up here when he was here, and I was working. But I think you told me that that fella from up here, it was in the summertime when he's out there.
Oh,
and he sat on the porch. Sam played the fiddle for him, but now I don't know whether he recorded it or not. But now he played.
Oh, well, he could have done that.
But he played there for 2 or 3 hours.
But this, he just played so many tunes for this man. That man said that's all he wanted. And he was taking it to Morgantown, ain't it? Mm-hmm. And he, then, I don't know how we got in touch with that man again. Yeah, another man come from Morgantown. And then he said he'd let us have some of them tapes, see? So all three boys got a tape, and Richard got one. But I didn't take any, but I, you know, listened to his tapes. I didn't have no way of playing them at that time. I didn't get any.
I didn't make any difference to him. They meet him in the road, he'd put his old fiddle out, go to sit down on the side of the road, bang, go to saw off.
Fisher's Hornpipe.
See, I know. Hear my dad play it, but think of the name.
Yeah. I've been sitting here trying to think of all them old fiddle joints. I can't think of them.
Can't think of the name.
Ain't that long?
Well, I bet he played Turkey in the Straw.
The tune I've heard my daddy play, a tune he called Leather Breeches.
Yeah.
You ever hear that one?
Little boy, where'd you get your breeches? Daddy cut them out and mama made the stitches.
Well.
Anybody play with you?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. I play for the dances they have sometimes. It's around at the high school down here at the Lions Club.
Over here, Seven Lane?
I usually play banjo for them, yeah. Mm-hmm. You ought to come to those dances. It's fun. Sarah Singleton plays something.
Oh, I know her. Mm-hmm. Now, she helped Richard start off.
Did she?
He was small. And his mom would take him down to Saracen. He was a wanting to play the violin so bad. Mm-hmm. And so she took him down there, I don't know how many times, to Saracen.
Oh, they have a pretty nice dance down at the high school here. Every
Do they still have dances over there?
Yeah. The second Friday night each month at the high school. And then the fourth... No, the third Saturday night. No, the fourth Saturday night. At the Lions Club.
My baby son here about 2 years ago, he was down here, or was it last year?
No, the year before.
The year before. He played down here at the...
At the Moose.
His band did. Bill Spars knowed of him coming in here and asked him to come down there. And he's asked him back a lot of times, but of course he never has time, you know, to come just down there to play. Mm-hmm.
At he used to come over there. Oh, that's been 2 or 3 years ago, I suppose. I had dances over and that what was that tailor name, the way we said. He's a young one. What was that beard you stuck up? He had his beard go out.
I know, but I can't think of his first name right now.
He used to call dances over that.
Oh, Russ Taylor.
Russ, yeah, after him. He'd call me up here a time or two and told me to come over, and he'd come and get me, put me out there, but I never did go. Did he still come over there?
Yeah, he come.
Did he?
Yeah. And Jack Mays calls figures.
Well, that's his
first cousin.
You ought to come down sometime, Miss. See, it's good.
Oh, maybe take a notion to come over each time.
It's a good bunch of people. They have
good people.
They like music.
Did Jack call any over there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's pretty good at it.
Yeah. Well, play one more and then it better go. Dance all night with a bottle in your hand.
I've heard that too, buddy.
I can remember now, that's been all these years he's been gone, but then their fiddle tunes just sound like him, don't it?
Yeah. Yeah, that little bit that I heard of him, I'm sure it's
like
that.
Now,
he was a good
and
fiddle.
He'd always say when he'd hear somebody play, well, they chop it up too much, you know, jiggling, you know. And he does like you.
Some people just get...
Yeah, I know.
Just sawmill.
And he'd say, I'll draw her out there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's about the best I've heard now for a long time.
Hey, like that. Some believe it or not, that's all handmade.
It is?
Hand-stitched.
Well...